Spanish to English translation of Chris de Diego's interview for Fuenlabrada Noticias about her exhibition Dibujando a Ciegas, Drawing Blindly, from March 1st to 15th, 2019. Interviewer, Ruth Remartinez, Chris de Diego. Interviewer, we've seen exactly what Chris de Diego can see, which is a blur. It's difficult to differentiate colors even. How could you teach a blind person to draw? This is a very interesting exhibition. Ruth Remartinez. Well, indeed, I remember perfectly the first time that she came to class, accompanied by a janitor, and I saw her with a white cane. I was shocked and thought, oh my, how are we going to teach a blind person? But the truth is that she makes it look so easy. We tried different materials, cork, tacks, until I came up with the idea of using Play-Doh. And she's incredibly intelligent and a really good listener too, a quality that not everybody has. When one has a disability, when one is visually impaired, they usually develop their other senses more. So she listens very carefully and pays special attention to lectures. Interviewer, so what are you presenting here? What kind of artworks, drawings, and how many of them? Chris de Diego, I don't know how many, 34, 40 maybe. I can't tell because we're still setting everything up and we don't know yet. These are the art projects I did last year during the first course of Fine Arts and Tourism. There's a little bit of everything, as you'll see. At the beginning, I did a lot of still life and then portraits and expressionist drawings. I express my feelings with my fingers and Play-Doh. Ruth Remartinez. She has a passion, a drive to keep improving herself. Nothing is too much for her. She's always like, come on, Ruth, let's try to draw a body, let's try anything. I wanted to take it slow so she wouldn't get frustrated and she would enjoy the process, but she, on the contrary, she wanted more. More challenges, a portrait of Bruce Springsteen. She's so inspiring, that's why I strongly recommend this exhibition, especially to young people, teenagers, so that they can come and see that everything's possible if they really want it. No challenge is too big.